Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it is Friday and we are feeling good. The Cubs are back in town. The Bears are talking about positive things. The draft is less than a week away. And I am fortunate enough to be joined by one Mark Grody to talk all things Bears with you on this edition of Score Middays, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Behind the glass, I see Ray Diaz. I see Robbie Triano. If you want to see us, log on to Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670, The Score. That is our video team, Connor O'Donnell, Jenna Duddleston, Matt Anaya. Also back there somewhere in the ether, there's one Brandon Fryer helping out as well. We're here. It's Friday, big series against the Diamondbacks, and we start this show, Mark, with breaking news, which is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. It is official. Jordan Wicks called up. Luke Little, we hardly knew you. Four walks and you're out. He has been sent down to Iowa. And that's good news because it shows a short leash for some of these situations.
Oh, yeah. You know, Ron Coomer was talking about that. I mean, he reminded me today, as I said during transition, that this is a must-win year, kind of in their own little way this season. So that is nice. This also shows, like, I was surprised that Jordan Wicks was not on the ball club to begin the season. So it's not a surprise to me that he's been called up. And it is good for the Cubs' sake. They need more, I think, than Jordan Wicks with Justin Steele out. But there is depth. Like, how quality the depth is as far as the starters, we are going to find out. Hopefully, Javier Assad will be healthy soon as well. So these are good placeholders for now. And who knows, if they get hot, then it's good. I always remind people, Jordan Wicks was a first-round pick. So there is a certain expectation. There is a certain talent that goes along with that. So I still have high hopes for Jordan Wicks. And if I may.
You most certainly may.
I need to do this because I could not be more angry at myself right now.
What?
During the Cubs segment, during transition, I mentioned how since Ron Santo, there was that frustrating gap in third baseman. Every year, the Cubs are trying to come up with a sustainable third baseman. The guy I forgot, I went right to Chris Bryant because, of course, that gave you sustained success. The guy I forgot happens to be, seriously, one of my favorite Cubs players of all time. That, ladies and gentlemen, is Aramis Ramirez. Thank you to the texters. Understand, I loved Aramis Ramirez because you know what he did? All he did was get big hits, and he solidified the third base position, came over to the Cubs in 2003 from the Marlins, and helped them to win a couple of playoff series before things went really bad.
So you want to make sure that Aramis Ramirez not left out.
And I don't want to insult the listener's sensibilities, nor mine for that matter. I got to live with this now, Marshall. I got to live with the fact that I left Aramis Ramirez out of the conversation.
No. Cubs Hall of Famer, Grody. Cubs Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Cubs Hall of Famer, too. Yeah, I can't believe it.
Three-time All-Star. I believe it was 2005. 5 in which he helped lead my fantasy team to a championship.
Okay.
So
with
the
Buccos?
I also have...
Oh, no, that was Cubs.
No, that was Cubs.
Yeah.
That was Cubs.
Pre-2003.
He was doing big things back then. So, I get it. Aramis Ramirez was that guy, and certainly if they had something close to that type of production, as opposed to being dead last in slugging percentage at third base in the major leagues, that would be appreciated. But we'll talk more Cubs coming up at 10:45. Meanwhile, let's talk Bears, because you were at Halas Hall. Give me kind of an overview of what you saw, because we were here and we were reading quotes online, and they didn't talk until our show was almost 3/4 of the way over. But I understand you feel like you learned some things, and what I learned was, hey, just because you played a position last year doesn't mean that you'll necessarily play that position this year.
Yeah, I mean, there's a different feel to what the coordinators and the position assistants are saying, and a lot of it is... The best way for me to generalize that is there will be a new Bears way, I think, in terms of... You're not going to get away with things maybe you got away with the previous coaching staff.
Oh, that's good to know.
I think that, and honestly, I think a lot of the players probably embrace it. One of the coaches was talking about how the players want that they want to be coached hard, that they want some degree of discipline. So I think that was one of the overriding takeaways. I mean, there's so many people we spoke to yesterday. We spoke to all the coordinators, the position coaches, and we're going to, like you said, I've got some great audio that we've not played yet that we will premiere here on The Score of guys like Eric Bieniemy, and he was an absolute treat. And I firmly believe that one of the only reasons he was brought in, other than the fact that, look, this is a good product as a coach. I mean, he's a former offensive coordinator, was at UCLA last year. He's had a good coaching career, if not like great, because he hasn't gotten to the top of the hill. But it was a pleasure to talk to him. I didn't know about him. You know, because you just hear things about this guy's mean, look out for him. He's not a good interview. He was a great interview, and he was fascinating. So that's a takeaway. Talk to Al Harris, the new DBs coach. A lot of Bears fans remember him from his playing days in Green Bay. Got some great stuff with him that we're going to get into a little bit later on as well. And then something that we learned, I know that piqued your interest yesterday as well.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But listen, we had Clay Harbor on, former NFL tight end, one of the hosts of the HSN Big Pro Football Show. He was in with us for two segments in studio, and he talked about the fact that T.J. Edwards got that new contract, and he made the suggestion that maybe T.J. Edwards will move to the middle, supplanting one Tremaine Edmonds this coming season. Listen to what Clay had to say.
I know Tremaine Edmonds is the middle linebacker, but T.J.'s the guy that lines everybody up. He knows exactly where everybody's going to be. He's the guy you want on the field. TJ is even playing out of position. He should be playing middle linebacker. Tremaine should be playing Will. Okay, to me, that's easy slam dunk because he's not great in coverage. He's smart enough to be able to do what he has to do to cover the running back out the backfield, to cover the tight end when he has to. But if he's in the middle linebacker directing traffic, stopping the ball, he would be even better.
Should he be right now? Should they switch it up? Should Dennis Allen put him in the middle?
Dennis Allen, if he goes and looks at the film, T.J. Edwards is a better middle linebacker than Tremaine Edmonds. You didn't bring this guy in. That was Matt Eberflus. It makes sense to put T.J. at middle. I think T.J. wants to be at middle, but Tremaine, I think, wants to be there too. But he would be a successful Will because he's longer, he's lanky, he's quicker. So it would make more sense because that Will linebacker has to guard running backs and tight ends more often than the Mike does. And then T.J. could really just focus on getting the defense lined up and stopping this run game, which the Bears were not good at last season.
So that is Clay Harbor explaining why he believes T.J. Edwards should move to middle linebacker and then move Tremaine Edmonds over to the weak side. He was on with us, Layla Rahimi and myself, on Score Middays. We're back on Score Middays, but Layla has the day off. Mark Grody is in. And Mark Grody had information basically from last night's big time live studio audience podcast.
That's right.
Tell us about the setup first off, and then what you have on that specifically.
Yeah, well, yeah. Shout out to everybody that came out to our Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Studio here at the Score and watched Dan Weider and I perform the Take the North podcast live here on the Score. It was such a great crowd, and it was so cool to mingle with some of the fans of the Score and of the podcast. But early on in the podcast, save it for the podcast is what Dan Weider always tells me, and he saved it for the podcast, some information to back up what Clay Harbor and you were discussing. Here's Weedsy.
Think that they are very, very serious about giving him a try at middle linebacker, which would then necessitate moving Tremaine Edmonds outside. I think that's going to be an ongoing experimental process throughout the spring, but it really feels like there's momentum headed in that direction. The one thing you get from talking to Dennis Allen is conviction. You know, he sees what he sees, and he feels like he's got some things there with both Gordon and TJ Edwards that he can utilize, and we'll see how they put those pieces together.
Yeah, I loved hearing that. You know, and part of this is, I mean, it makes sense to me, obviously, and it makes sense to Clay Harbor and you, since those were the conversation that you guys were having. Kind of sucks, though, when we talk about Tremaine Edmonds. And look, Tremaine Edmonds has not been a bad football player for the Bears, but he has not made nearly the impact one would like him to make, considering he was essentially the replacement part for Roquan Smith. And the part that has never stopped pissing me off, that Roquan Smith is not with the Chicago Bears to this day. That was a mistake. You got a player who is not as good as Roquan Smith. And really, while he's a great locker room guy, he is not lived up to what I think the Bears thought he was going to be coming from Buffalo. So there is a little bit of an indictment right there as well.
I think what I see when I see this situation is, because TJ Edwards had success at middle linebacker when he was with the Eagles, and the Eagles were good when he was there. They went to a Super Bowl when he was there. Now, he wasn't necessarily at middle linebacker when they went to the Super Bowl, but certainly there's a reason you went out and got him. And I know Ryan Poles targeted Tremaine Edmonds as Roquan Smith's replacement. But as you said, with Tremaine Edmonds, here's the issue. He's been a linebacker. Like, you could say he's been okay. He hasn't been a difference maker.
Right.
And they need a difference maker.
Playmaker.
As many as possible, as many different positions on defense as possible. And to be honest, watching TJ Edwards and Tremaine Edmonds, it's not close as to who made a bigger impact last season.
Right. I mean, TJ Edwards is all around the ball. I mean, he's always in place. He's a tackles machine. And we knew this. I mean, coming from Philadelphia, I mean, he had gaudy tackles numbers. That is what he does. So I do think that this is a smart move. And yes, Cubs fans, I know, Aramis Ramirez from the Pirates. I had the Marlins on my mind because of the devastation of the season. But Tremaine Edmonds, man, I mean, it is interesting. And I love it that Dennis Allen already, before they even get on the field, is tinkering and finding the best. Because that's what you do when you're a coach. When you're a real coach, you put the players in the best possible positions to succeed. Which brings me to Kyler Gordon, which I love. Like, there were so many people that we talked to yesterday, like, with, you know, probably 15-20 people. The headline of the entire day to me was Dennis Allen talking about what he wants to do with Kyler Gordon, and that is basically to play him everywhere in the slot, outside, maybe a little bit of safety in the box, obviously, because he's good at stopping the run. That's what you do with talented players, and you make them multiple, as we always hear in the NFL. So I loved hearing that for Kyler Gordon.
So is this more about Dennis Allen's vision or his just baseline creativity?
I think it's more of his vision in this case. I mean, I think it could be creativity as well, but he sees a player who can be effective in all of those different ways. I talked about this a little bit yesterday. When Kyler Gordon, I remember his first training camp, he came to the Bears, and they were putting him everywhere, all over the field, in training camp. And his head was kind of spinning.
Yeah, he was struggling a little bit. You could even see in base formations what he was trying to do at different places, because they were trying to see, I guess, what fit him best and what fit them best. Is that an accurate depiction of what the Bears were trying to do with him?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, he... he has that talent. Like, this is a guy who could have been a first-round pick, Kyler Gordon. So, I mean, every cornerback wants to play on the outside, right? That's what everyone wants to do. They tried everything with him. His head was spinning. The next year, the next training camp, they said, we're just going to use you in the slot. That's all you have to worry about in this training camp. That is where you will train. That is where you will play. Now he's gotten to the point. This is like perfect development, I think, of a player. Of all the bashing we do of the Bears and developing players, this has been a huge developmental success because he has gone from having his mind like so filled with different things to, now you're ready. Now you're ready to do all the things that maybe we thought we wanted you to do early on, but now you can be this sort of ultra defensive back, if you will.
How much can that solve their depth issues? And I don't know if you see it as a depth issue. I definitely see it as a depth issue. At safety, if he's able to play some safety and then could play safety in a pinch if someone, I don't know, gets a concussion?
Jesus. Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, the Jaquan Brisker part of this is a big deal. So, yeah. And, you know, I've been talking about this with Tyrique Stevenson, who they seem to be wanting to give a fresh start to.
He has to get a fresh start.
Makes sense.
Has to.
New coaching staff. He should get a fresh start. And, of course, everybody knows what happened last year. And there was more to it than that. Like, Tyrique Stevenson had a tough year as far as coverage is concerned. But you've got Tyrique Stevenson. You've got Terrell Smith. You've got Kyler Gordon. All three guys who could, at times, being played on the outside. I can't wait to see how he uses it. Is there somebody who gets left out of it? Or is it just... just this kind of rotation and keep the defense or keep the offense off balance, as they were talking about, on every single play. So it's going to be really interesting, and it's going to give us a lot to pay attention to during the OTAs and, of course, during training camp.
This segment brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Again, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody hanging out with you here on this lovely Friday. I do mean it is lovely. If you haven't been outside yet, you're going to enjoy it. Unless you are overdressed.
I mean, it's a spring jacket that I wore open today. So,
and what happened on your walk?
I was sweating when I came in a little bit. Yeah.
Listen, man, you gotta check that weather app before you leave.
But I feel good though when I sweat.
And you look a little good. Bit. Yeah. I think it's a good looking jacket.
It is
Thank
good
you. Thank you. Yeah, it's got like the cool zippers and whatnot.
It's very members only esque.
which is back, actually. The
members only is back.
Kinda like that style is in. At least it was like a few years ago when I bought this jacket at Target. Yeah. It's a sick Target jacket, man.
I mean, whatever you need to keep you safe on your commute. That's what we care about.
Yeah, but it's a safety and a little... I mean, I'm trying to be a little stylish, too.
No, I get it. My one question back to linebacker real quick. Do we see any fallout if, indeed, T.J. Edwards is moved to middle linebacker and then the Will linebacker, the weak side linebacker, becomes Tremaine Edmonds? Will there be any blowback from Edmonds?
I don't know. No, I think I'm sure, like Tremaine... Not that we'll see. Like, Tremaine Edmonds, when we talk to him, he's one of these guys who... is just going to be positive no matter what, which is why he's very popular in the locker room. So for our purposes, I mean, he doesn't really say anything, but it's all very – people might remember Danny Trevathan when he was with the Bears, which might be even a good comp at this point to Tremaine Edmonds. Same way, rah-rah guy. And, you know, that's fine. I'm not saying we need him to do or say more. That'd be selfish on my part. But he's never going to break bad. I'm sure – look, of course it will be disappointing. He came in here. He's the middle linebacker. I remember us all raving over him and his size and his height and like this, the Justin Fields talking about like what a distraction he is playing in the middle of the field and making plays in training camp, and it all looked good. It's just he's not the player I thought that he would be. And obviously that the Bears, this staff of the Bears is seeing it similarly.
I don't think he's the player he thought he was going to be in a Bears uniform. I think that's fair to say. Do you know who the number three leader in sacks was on the Bears last season?
Was it Jervon Dexter?
No, he was number two with five.
Was it Montez Sweat?
Montez Sweat was number one with 5.5.
Oh, Kyler Gordon.
No, Kyler Gordon is down the list.
TJ Edwards
is your number four sacks.
Yeah, well.
That's third. So it makes you ask the question, okay, TJ, they gave him some money. They got some guys through free agency making trades. Are they ready to actually, you know, get to the quarterback for the first time in I don't know how many years? That's a question that we will get an answer from the defensive coordinator. Some of the sound that was gathered by one Mark Grody. You are listening to Mark Grody, Marshall Harris. It's Score Middays here on 670 Score.